partly cloudy and cool on Friday, 51, and we are still predicting some snow later in the morning on Sunday. We shall see how that pans out. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. On Tuesday, The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
And a very good Tuesday afternoon to you fine folks. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with a program that we call the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza. Or if it's not an especially interesting program, we just call it the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Show. A very nice day. It kind of feels like spring today, even though it is 11-9 of 21. A week from Election Day, where we had, during the evening, a marathon of coverage, call-ins from assorted important people, and most importantly, feedback from our valued listeners like yourself. So 1 year and 1 week from the presidential election where the Donald J. Trump, was unseated and we elected our oldest president ever. Actually, prior to that, Donald was the oldest president ever, Joseph Biden Jr., and the first female and first non-white vice president, Kamala Harris. I guess we'll see what happens in 2 years and 51 weeks from now. It looks like that election is already heating up. If you vote for good radio, though, you will certainly vote for WWGH because that's what we have here at this station. And if you do not live in and around the Marion area, that's okay because you can also listen online at our website at WWGH1071.com. Or download the free TuneIn app on your iPhone or Android phone, then search for WWGH 107.1. Want to let you know also that I am broadcasting a live video where you can watch me do the program in all of my glory in our radio station that is decked out for the Thanksgiving holiday, where every day we thank you for giving us your time, giving us your ears and brain cells, and listening to the programming that we offer. Coming up later today is the lovely Linda Sims, a broadcasting veteran here in Marion, with her Tuesday afternoon radio program, 4:13 p.m. until 5. In the studio today is a co-host who has been with me from time to time, and since the last time that he shared the studio with me, it was probably a few weeks. I think we are long due, and his name is Brandon Oak. Of course, we're going to make the obligatory Let's Go, Brandon jokes, so let's just make a joke. Let's go, Brandon Oak, and let's see if the intern has properly patched A into B. Do a little test here. Brandon, are you there?
Well, let's hope so.
Go ahead and talk for just a second to make sure I turned up the right
Well, we're going to sign out which mic is working first.
You're number four. That's
all right, then.
Number four. That's how we like it. Four to match the number of terms of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Of course, now you can only hold two terms as president. But back in those days, Franklin Roosevelt was elected to his fourth term. Current time here at the studio is about 16 minutes after the hour of 2 in the p.m. Last time we did a live program, it was Eastern Daylight Time, but now it's Eastern Standard Time, which means that in about 3 hours, it's going to start getting dark. Kind of crazy. If you would like to speak with us, again, we can talk about politics, about the weather, because sometimes in Ohio, you get four seasons all in the same week. You can ask me a question about technology. We can talk about some of the programs that have recently been broadcast on this station, or if you're a pro football fan like I am, a really nail-biter of a Monday night game yesterday, we had a quarterback who went to Ohio State and almost won a Heisman Trophy 1 year versus a veteran quarterback who is from Findlay and Lima, just shouting distance from here, Big Ben Roethlisberger, squeaking by to beat Chicago by, I believe, 2 points by scoring a field goal in the last few seconds of the game. Tell you, Monday Night Football is always exciting, and if you want to talk about that game or anything else related to sports, the Atlanta Braves becoming the baseball champions, I am all ears. Again, you can leave me a message on my Facebook or the station's Facebook, or, of course, the old-fashioned way, 740-383-WWGH. So, Brandon Oak, let's go, as they say. Are you getting a little tired of that? Are you kind of sorry that your parents named you Brandon? Or are you kind of relishing in that let's go stuff?
I am so glad I missed out what the whole meaning of it was, because I think it's completely ridiculous at some point.
But are you kind of angry at your parents for naming you Brandon?
Maybe I
should have named you Brian, or maybe even Adam, or David, or something.
I'm angry at them for different reasons. No. No, it's true. No, I really couldn't care less about that sort of thing. Mostly because I like, you know, coming with my own names, because it's much more fun, you know, like an actor or an actress.
Yeah, it's just kind of been the catchphrase. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know what it means. Basically, it's supposed to be a, let's say,
euphemism?
G-rated, or I guess almost euphemistic way of saying something about our president that you're not allowed to say on the air. You know, as you're a George Carlin fan like I am, and you're aware of what words you can and cannot say on the air, what some people translate that as is not something that you can say on the air, so just use your imagination. So instead it's, let's go Brandon, but that's what I'm going to name you, Brandon Oak. It's no joke. You know I like rhymes and alliterations, so let's go Brandon Oak and do a good radio show and entertain people. And once again, if you'd like to join in the conversation, don't be shy. 740-383-9944. Also coming up this Monday for mid-morning coffee break between about 10:13 a.m. and 11, we'll have a special guest, someone who's not been on the air with me before, but he's a talk show veteran. We're going to talk about that later in the program, and also about a program that he's going to be hosting that has ties to Marion this Friday evening. So you don't want to miss that. Coming up on Tuesday, November 23rd, is a neighborhood supper at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. I'm glad I just ate, because reading this announcement is making me hungry. Turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, vegetables, rolls, pumpkin dessert, and bottled water. And in honor of Scott Spears, I think they're going to have a little bit of fruitcake. Brandon, do you like fruitcake? I'm one of those people that actually likes fruitcake, but I know Scott Spears is definitely not a fan.
It kind of reminds me of when they try to make everything Jell-O-based. I'm like, that seems like a terrible idea.
Kind of a combination of Jell-O and a confection.
Something, yes.
Just go ahead and just mix it all together.
Hey,
why
not?
Of course, that's Jell-O in honor of a recent guest on Scott Spears, Mr. Bill Cosby. We gave the second audio interview after his release from prison to Bill Cosby. Those are the kind of things that we do at this station. So anyway, Brandon, you're aware that there's a certain controversial and, let's say, loud-mouthed talk show veteran host that we would like to get to come through these doors. You're aware of that person, right?
Oh, of course.
He's currently with a radio station in Cleveland, WTAM. And his name, of course, is Geraldo Rivera. Everybody has heard of him, and some people like him, some people don't. Certainly, he is someone who elicits controversy. Now, your prediction, Brandon, I was kind of predicting by Thanksgiving. Maybe I'll have to change that to maybe Martin Luther King Day of 2022, but you and I both know that Scott Spears, who can get almost anybody to come through these doors, when do you think will be a reasonable time frame that we will see Mr. Rivera enter these doors in the south side of Marion, Ohio, and sit in that exact same chair that you're sitting in?
Well, not to place your bets, but I'd say probably after next year.
So you don't think it'll be until 2023?
I mean, Mr. Rivera is quite known for his so-called arrogance, so yes, it might take a little coaxing to do.
Now remember, this radio station had famous comedian Gallagher, who was arguably the most popular comedian in the 1980s. Stay with us for a couple weeks, and he was on the air many times. Of course, you personally saw former Governor Ted Strickland walk through these doors. So we have many well-known people that share these airwaves. You and I, both big fans of the late, great Don Knotts. His daughter, Karen, spent a couple hours with us a while back. So we have many famous guests, dignitaries that do share these microphones. So My thought is it is not unreasonable to expect Geraldo Rivera to be among those people.
Relatively soon, a couple months maybe.
Now, as you've heard me talk about on the air, the program manager at WTAM said, I've heard of your little station. So he has the nerve to call us a little station. Now, I agree. Marion is littler, smaller, less populous than Cleveland. I will grant you that. I'll also grant that WTAM broadcasts with more wattage than our station does. But we both broadcast online, and we both are known for having some rather revolutionary content. But as far as I'm concerned, our content is revolutionary-er. For example, I'd like to know how many people called the WTAM air staff when one of them celebrated their 40th birthday. I doubt any of them did. However, Sam Donaldson received a call from Scott Spears on his 40th birthday, and it was a surprise. So I'd like to know how many people Sam Donaldson or someone else who is well-known. And you know, Brandon, Sam Donaldson is, he's at least as well-known as Geraldo, and I would say he's less controversial. How many people Sam Donaldson called to wish a happy milestone birthday? I think Scott Spears is one of a few. So if this program manager wants to call us a little station, that's his prerogative. But I think he needs to find out more about this so-called small station before he makes such accusations. And I think they should feel privileged to have Geraldo share our airwaves. Would you agree with that, Brandon, or am I being a little too...
Well, I'd say maybe play into the little game of acting so small and yet being much bigger than they expect.
I would say sometimes the element of surprise is a good thing.
Let him think it, you know?
Adam Lepp here at The Talking Place, the not-so-little WWGH radio, broadcasting online at our website, WWGH1071.com, broadcasting a live Facebook video, and you can also listen the old-fashioned way at 107.1 frequency modulation, and that's megahertz on your FM dial. We are taking your telephone calls. Again, you can talk about some of the recent sporting scores, the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series, about rather exciting Monday Night Football game yesterday evening, about the local high school teams, of course, the college teams, the weather, and we're going to possibly see snow on Sunday. So once again, Ohio gets four seasons in about 4 days sometimes, because it almost seems like summer today. Certainly it seems more like mid-spring than mid-fall. And of course you can talk about the election results in Ohio or other places. What are your prediction for the presidential election? Other news stories, we would love to hear what you have to say. As you might know, there are some astronauts who will be departing the International Space Station very soon. However, there is a bit of a kink in the armor. Now, check this out, Brandon. They will be stuck using diapers on the way home because of their capsule's broken toilet. Wouldn't that be unfortunate, Brandon, to be on a rocket ship and the ladies' room or the men's room is not functioning? Wouldn't that kind of be unfortunate?
I mean, considering they just grew their first Chili's up in space, I'm like, well, what are you going to do, have a Taco Tuesday? Boy, that's a bad time for the toilet to go out.
That would definitely be some very bad timing. I certainly agree. NASA astronaut Megan MacArthur described the situation as, quote, suboptimal, but manageable. She said during a news conference from orbit, space flight is full of lots of little challenges. This is just one more that we'll encounter and take care of in our mission, so we are not too worried about it. Mission managers could decide whether to bring her and her three crewmates back in their SpaceX capsule before launching their replacements. That launch already has been delayed more than a week by bad weather and an undisclosed medical issue involving one of the crew. French astronaut Thomas Pesquet told reporters that the past 6 months have been intense up there, I would imagine, especially if the men's room is not functioning. The astronauts conducted a series of spacewalks to upgrade the station's power grid, endured inadvertent thruster firings by docked Russian vehicles that sent the station into brief spins, and hosted a private Russian film crew, a first for the space station. They also had to deal with the toilet leak, pulling up panels in their SpaceX capsule and discovering pools of, well, you can just fill in the blanks there.
Thanks,
Dave. Use your imagination. I'll give you a clue. Number one, the problem was first noted during SpaceX's private flight in September, when a tube came unglued and spilled, number one, beneath the floorboards. SpaceX fixed the toilet on the capsule awaiting liftoff, but deemed the one in orbit unusable. Say, Brandon, where's a plumber when you need it? We really should. Do you think we should bring a plumber with us on a space mission? Would that be a good idea?
Are you going to hire Mario? I mean, hey, you know.
Mario might be a good choice.
Hey, he already has his Galaxy game.
I would definitely think that would be it. Or maybe someone who is a plumber as well as an astronaut. That would be a plastronaut.
Boy, you better upgrade that pay.
A plastronaut.
A plastronaut.
Or a strummer.
Night.
Well, sometimes it's good to have multiple occupations.
Oh, you talk about taking the plunge.
You know, exactly. That gives new meaning
Thank
to
you.
Taking the plunge.
Boomst. Good out. All right, that's it.
Engineers determined that the capsule had not been structurally compromised by the, number one, and was safe for the ride back. On the culinary side, you brought up Taco Tuesday.
Mm.
And it is Tuesday, and thankfully, I just had large amounts of pizza and salad, as you might have seen on my Facebook. But, you know, tacos are good on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or any day.
Really?
Yeah. On the culinary side, the astronauts grew the first chili peppers in space, as you brought up, Brandon. A nice moral boost, according to MacArthur. They got to sample their harvest the past week.
Explains a few things.
Adding pieces of the green and red peppers to tacos. She said they have a nice spiciness to them, a little bit of a lingering burn. Some found that more troublesome than others. Also returning with MacArthur and Pesquet, NASA astronaut Shane Kimbrough and Japanese astronaut Akihiko Hoshide. SpaceX launched them to the space station on April 28th. One American and two Russians will remain on the space station following their departure, while it would be better if their replacements arrived first. In order to share tips on living in space, the remaining NASA astronaut will fill in the newcomers. So, sometimes, you know, plumbing problems occur at the most inopportune times, and you know, if it's at your house, you can always go to the Speedway station, but if it's in outer space, well, that certainly does make things a bit hairier.
Quite literally in atmospheric proportion.
To say the least, especially if you are enjoying the delicacies associated with Taco Tuesday. Adam Lepp here with my co-partner in crime, brother in broadcasting, Brandon Oak, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Want to let you know that if you ever miss a program on this station, it's okay. You can go to our website. And the website, by the way, is curated, hosted, programmed, and otherwise maintained by yours truly at WWGH.com. 1071.com. Here's a story from New Zealand. Colin and Donna Craig Brown were weeding their garden in New Zealand when Colin's hoe struck something huge beneath the soil's surface. As the couple knelt down and began digging around the object, Colin wondered if it was some kind of strange fungal growth, a giant puffball. After Colin pried it out with his garden fork, he scratched away a bit of the skin and tasted it. And not exactly pretty, Donna describes its appearance as more of an ugly mutant look. But it's quite possibly the largest potato on record.
Mm.
And if you're Dan Quayle, of course, that's spelled P-O-T-A-T-O-E.
I just want to hear Jerry Brown's opinion on that next. Okay.
That might be an interesting fodder. Maybe when Geraldo comes up here, he can provide his opinion of the Dan Quayle vice presidency and anybody else who might be of political intrigue. When the couple lugged it into their garage, or I think as they say in countries where they kind of talk the Queen's English, garage, so lugged it into their garage and put it on their set of scales, it weighed 17.4 pounds. That's a big potato. You know, if you like French fries, you could eat for a month. It's about a couple sacks of regular potatoes or one small dog. In the weeks since their unusual find, this was August 30th, the couple's potato has become something of a celebrity. If it's a celebrity, Brandon, do you think that Scott should interview it? Could Scott interview a potato?
No, I was thinking more like, well,
Mr. Potato Head.
Well, I feel sorry for Spuds McKenzie.
Even better.
Thank you.
Anyway, the couple's potato has become a celebrity, but not the kind that Scott could talk to because potatoes don't talk. And this was around their small farm in Hamilton, New Zealand. They have named the potato Doug, after the way it was unearthed.
Oh, Lord.
Good pun, right? Dug the potato like they dug it up.
My Spuds joke was good.
And Colin even built a small cart to tow Doug around. Well, I think tug is better than tow.
Tug Doug.
Maybe they should put Doug on a rug.
Well, boy. It's a
hopefully
whole,
he won't get eaten by a bug.
Put him on Instagram. That's it. And there we go.
He probably has his own Twitter account. I would not be surprised by that.
That's so sad.
Anyway, Doug said we put a hat on him. We put him on Facebook, taking him for a walk, giving him some sunshine.
Good night.
It's all a bit of fun. It's amazing what entertains people. Yes, judged by the selection of television shows currently available, I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
That's putting it nicely.
A more official weigh-in at a local farming store put Doug at 7.8 kilograms. The current Guinness World Record for the heaviest potato is in Britain in 2011. It weighed just under 5 kilograms. Now, they said that they've applied to the Guinness Book of World Records to have Doug recognized and are waiting to hear back. Guinness would not immediately reply to a request for an update on the application. Colin said he doesn't have any secret gardening tips. Usually, they throw a bunch of cow manure and straw onto their garden and see what happens. He said they've been growing cucumbers in that area of their garden before the weeds took over and had not planted any potatoes. Doug must have been self-sown and quite possibly growing for a couple of years or more. Colin said, it's a mystery to me. It's one of nature's little pleasant surprises. But Doug hasn't proven to be an easy charge to look after. As the couple showed the potato off, it began drying out and losing weight. Mold started growing from its wounds. He was getting a bit pungy, said Colin, referring to the potato's smell. So Colin cleaned up Doug. You know, remember those pet rocks, Brandon, from the 70s? That's before you were
this
born.
This is about
this
as
is
ridiculous.
This is like a pet potato.
If
it's
not,
a pet rock.
This is absolute madness.
That's what it reminds me of. So, you know, Colin cleaned up Doug the best that he could and put the potato in the freezer where it remains. But Colin may not be done with Doug yet. An amateur brewer, Colin said he's keen to turn Doug into a nice drop of potato vodka. There you go.
You know, hey, you know, that's one way to go.
That sounds like a very, very good idea.
It went from the cow's cud into the mud, and then it came to spud.
That's a very good joke. Let's all clap
thank you,
here.
Thank you very little.
Excellent humor from my brother in broadcasting of the day.
Too much match game.
Brandon Oak. Now, Brandon, we want to talk about something we had brought up earlier. You know, we might as well go from silly stories to something
completely.
It is serious, but I mean, it's a bit controversial.
Yes. Oh, indeed,
so,
it is.
So go ahead, and you had a little story about your visit to one of the local medical providers, and tell us a little bit. And just give us, just want to hear your perspective.
I'll just give it
and again,
overall,
folks,
the
if
whole
you have
thing.
Any comments or questions or concerns, we want to hear it. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. Brandon will be here to tell us about that story very shortly. Current time here at the station is 37 minutes after 2, 23 before 3, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, reminding you that Scott Spears, whom I call the interviewer to the stars, takes a microphone every Monday through Friday between approximately 8:13 a.m. and 10 p.m. to speak with important local people, internationally known celebrities, and of course, play trivia and otherwise receive conversation from valued listeners like yourself. Want to remind you that coming up this Monday between about 10:13 a.m. and 11, Chris Michael Ward, a veteran radio person, a bit like myself, but no, he's not quite as old as I am, but how many people are as old as I am? Except for Glenn and Linda. Not many people at the station are as old as I am. But anyway, this gentleman, Chris, will be joining me to talk multiple issues about the radio show that he is on Friday evening, which we'll also talk about. News of the world, of course, lots of wisecracks and fun. Don't want to miss this program, 10:13 a.m. until 11, this Monday the 15th, right here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. So, anyway, Brandon Oak, you want to tell us just a little bit about this experience and kind of give your perspective, because people's experiences...
Hit or miss.
Exactly. What they have encountered and kind of the afterthoughts... are important, especially in these times where it seems like every few days we have an adjustment in opinions as well as what people's experiences might have been.
Mm. So, as someone who wasn't, I wouldn't say an anti-vaxxer, so to speak, which is a terrible term because I wasn't, I just didn't see a reason to get it, but the first reason I got it was, well, that lovely $100 was a wonderful enticement, and then, as it turns out, as I'm trying to get... going to doctor's appointments, whatnot, that I'm now required. Either that or I go get tested every 2 weeks, so I went ahead and got my second. And I'll just say both of them, lovely little side effects. Not terrible, just a little tiredness and, you know, some pain through the arm. But it usually goes away in about a day or so, usually, at least from my experience. And, I don't know, it, you know, I don't know what I expected, but, You know, if this is what it takes for me to be able to keep seeing doctors and so forth, I suppose I didn't have much of a choice, but, you know, just do what you got to do, you know, sort of thing.
So, Brandon, you have kind of neutral opinion, as I do, on the vaccine in that it shouldn't be wired. It is a personal decision and that it is a good idea for some people. But I think we need to let the person, in consultation with his or her family and doctor, if a person chooses... to decide whether to receive the vaccination.
And if you're made to do so because you can't see a doctor otherwise, then okay, then at some point you have to realize, okay, fine, I'll do it just because the benefits on that regard of being able to see doctors, it's more worth it than not, I suppose, which is unfortunate.
You have opinions on this because this comes up, and I've certainly discussed this on my show, 740-383-9944. Adam here with his brother in broadcasting... Brandon Oak at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, about 20 minutes before the hour of 3, having fun here on South Prospect Street, where we now have a sign in front of the station. And I think it actually looks quite fine. The sign looks fine at a station where one of the shows is mine.
I should hope so. I put it up.
Yes, and Brandon is the carpenter who did install the sign. Well, you were more of a taper than a carpenter.
Oh, yes. Well, something like that.
Did we tape it? Did we super glue it? How did we
get
the sign?
It is screwed in, so it does not move.
So you have screwed the sign into the siding.
Yes.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one will ever miss our illustrious radio station facility anymore.
I hope not.
That is fantastic news, and we want to thank Brandon Oak for his excellent carpentry in installing that sign. And at least one time during the show, we heard somebody honk as they passed the station. That's what a lot of people do. Scott tells them to do it. I think it's pretty cool. Honk if you love WWGH, and honk if you drive past the
That's
station.
That's what the H stands for now.
Exactly. H is for honk. Exactly. And people do that. It's really pretty cool. And we thank so many of our great listeners like yourself for the love that you give us. Because without our listeners, there would be no radio station. And we really appreciate that. And feel free to honk when you pass the station. Give us a virtual wave, a thumbs up. Believe me, it is appreciated greatly and does not go unnoticed. Well, Brandon, here's another story for you, which I think might be intriguing and scintillating. Let's go to Shreveport, Louisiana. A man in Shreveport didn't win the Powerball jackpot. This is about a month ago. Well, I didn't win the Powerball jackpot either. So that's how it goes sometimes. But he may have won the internet with his dreams of how he would spend the winnings. The man identified only as James. So he's kind of like Madonna or Cher, just has a first name, not a last name. He was being interviewed by Corey Johnson of a local TV station when he frankly admitted what he would do if he won the nearly $700 million prize. So, Brandon, what do you think he said, or what would you do if you won the $700 million lottery prize?
Boy, I hate to be like Gene Rayburn trying to break it down in logic. Well, I mean, they pay you X amount a week? Is that
right?
Is that
or they take out the tax, and you see about half of it.
Oh, that's
but, you know,
wow.
$400 million. That's more than I have. A lot more than I have.
I would start by I would solve somebody else's issues before I solve my own.
Well, that's very good, and I think we would agree.
Way, but
right, donating to an organization.
Well,
that we
that's
care about.
Not quite what I meant, but I mean, right. But, yes, but nonetheless, the whole idea is I would give it. Start with somebody else and then work my way back
for
myself.
Sure. Exactly. And we want to help out organizations that have helped us out as well as helped out the community, and we agree with. But, you know, if you want to buy yourself a Corvette or something, that's barely going to make a dent.
I mean, with that kind of money, you don't have much to worry about.
I wouldn't mind, you know, buying, like, every house for sale on this street.
Playland.
I wouldn't mind taking over the neighborhood.
That Monopoly Land real life.
That would be kind of fun. They'd have to change it to South Adam. Well, they have an Adam Street here.
Just as long as you put a do not go across the street, you know.
Right. We might have to call this Adam's Prospect Street. Adam doing prospecting on Prospect Street.
That could be quite
Does that make any sense? Not really. Anyway,
oh, well, it doesn't have to.
So as not to keep you in suspense any longer, this gentleman who, if he won the 700 million in the Louisiana lottery, he said he would get a new supercharged Ford Mustang, which is logical, because I wouldn't mind a nice new Mustang. Beats the car that I have, with dual exhausts, and about 5 kilos of cocaine.
Wow!
He'd be good to go.
That's one way of saying you're making too much money.
I would definitely say...
Good night.
He said he doesn't like cars. Why would you buy a supercharged Mustang if you don't like cars?
If you run out of money, you can sell it.
He says, I don't know what I would do with all that money. I would have to sit on it, pray on it for a day, figure out what I want to do with it. So anyway, that's what the people thought. They were to win the almost $700 million, which of course they didn't win. But at least this particular person was honest about it.
Yeah, freebasing is a whole new idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's pretty much what he would do. And, you know, I appreciate his honesty, but I really think there are better things to do with the funds.
If he lives through it,
I don't think it's bad to buy yourself a nice set of wheels.
Yeah, the other, the Colombian dancing powder is not such a great idea.
But I think there are some better ways to spend the money. But I appreciate his candor. You know, I never fault anybody for being honest.
Well, at least he'll be awake for it.
I guess we could look at it from that perspective. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet at our website, WWGH 1071.com. In the studio with my brother in broadcasting, Mr. Brandon Oak. It's no joke. We now call him Let's Go Brandon Oak.
You do that one more time, I'll bet your sweet bippy I'll find out otherwise.
I think we'll take that as a reason message, because I imagine everybody named Brandon, and there's a lot of people in your age group named Brandon, and I understand it's because of the popularity of Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, Lord, that's
I think
old.
Every Brandon in this country is saying, if I hear that one more time,
I'm going to change my name.
I'm
yes.
I'm going to scream. I'm going to change my name to Brian.
Yeah, something.
I'm going to go by Mr. Oak. Anything I can do to avoid people saying that. Because it's really getting...
I need an anagram for my own name instead.
Annoying. So I would definitely agree with that. Taking your telephone calls at 740-383-WWGH about the topic of your choice or comments you might have about the news items which I have talked about during this radio program. Travel-starved, sleep-deprived residents might find a new Hong Kong bus tour to be a snooze. The 47-mile, 5-hour ride on a regular double-decker bus around the territory is meant to appeal to people who are easily lulled asleep by long rides. It was inspired by the tendency of tired commuters to fall asleep on public transit. When you've taken the bus, Brandon, or an Uber, have you ever fallen asleep?
I was about to say, I thought Greyhound was doing that for years.
Well, this actually caters to that. Kenneth Kong, the marketing... That's a good name. Kenneth Kong, the marketing and business development manager of Ulu Travel, the organizer of these bus tours, said, "When we were brainstorming new tours, I saw a social media post from my friend saying that he was stressed out by his work, that he couldn't sleep at night. But when he was traveling on the bus, he was able to sleep well. His post inspired us to create this tour that lets passengers just sleep on the bus." Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Adam.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm really good.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. It's a beautiful day outside. I feel like our friend Mr. Rogers getting ready to put on my cardigan sweater, change into my kids, and start singing.
No, you don't have to lotion up.
I would probably agree with that, yes.
Uh-huh.
So how's it going out there in Radio Land?
Well, actually, I got your message. You were on the air, and I was pretty busy screwing around with my computer, but I had a question for you.
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and try to share this question. We had a little technical issue where Brandon's headphones didn't work, but he actually found a way to get them to work. I'd say Brandon's a very technologically inclined co-host. Go ahead, sir, with your question or comment.
Well, this is your favorite Rev.
Yes. I do believe I know who it is. It is my favorite dining partner at the certain restaurant that's next to Harbor Freight Tools, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I was going to show up, but you said you weren't going to buy.
Well, it's okay. I mean, I'm sure I could dip into my pockets. If all the money I make working at the station, I'm sure a few bucks won't kill me.
Oh, I know. It tax write-off.
I would say yes.
I don't know. You ought to be at the 15% mark right now, right?
I would say, yeah, as low as possible, but, you know, don't mind paying my fair share.
Well, I got a question. My wife's got a newer Lenovo, and it's only got a 256 memory in it. And I was thinking for Christmas to get her a 1T to go into it. There's SSD,
right, a solid-state drive, and those are a better technology. They're kind of like a gigantic flash drive, where they don't keep spinning around, which, of course, means that there are moving parts and wear and tear, and you'll notice an SSD is faster, and they do tend to last longer. The only problem is they're harder to install because they're smaller, and you don't just slide them in and out like you would with a standard SATA hard drive.
Well, what I was wondering is... if I had you install it and take the 256 out, could you take the stuff that's on the 256, which includes Windows 11 and put it on the big drive?
We normally can clone a hard drive. It's a little different with an SSD. I would need to get an adapter, but it's certainly doable. I would recommend instead just reinstalling the programs in the operating system and just copying the files, the pictures and music and that stuff. So it is possible. I just think it's better to copy and then install the program separately.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered. I know that I don't think there's room in it. It's very thin to have them both in there. Am I right?
It's a laptop?
Yeah.
Normally, yes. And be sure that it is compatible because there are some different types of SSDs. But if the connector is the same, you just take out the old one, put the new one in. And again, I would just reinstall the software. But with more room, you certainly have much more scalability, so to speak, the ability to grow as you add data and add programs. So that's all very, very feasible. What do you think, Brandon?
What about,
would you agree with me, or do you have any ideas? Brandon's quite a technological whiz himself.
I'm sorry, what about adding two hard drives to
put it on a flash drive, put the new one in, and then...
Right, that's doable. As long as the computer is running fine, he's looking at quadrupling the size of his internal hard drive, which is an SSD or a solid-state drive.
You can, but wouldn't it just be more... Well, I mean, it really depends how much you really are attached
right,
to
Right, we can clone drives, and I got a $29 device that can clone a SATA drive. The SSDs are different because they attach differently, but it's certainly doable. However, if the current drive is readable, just copy the data, and then you can reinstall the programs and still have the old one as a backup.
Yeah. How much he likes his laptop. I mean, if it's kind of older, I would say just go ahead and upgrade, but hey,
you know, do
what you got to do. I mean, if it's worth it, I'd say go for it.
Right, and if the laptop itself is okay, because hard drives are inexpensive, and these SSDs, like a lot of technology, has been coming down in price quite a bit.
No, I think I saw Seagate for $89.95 for a one.
Yeah, that's incredible what they used to cost. It used to be what a 128 cost, but just think about what RAM used to cost. It used to be $50 a megabyte. And now it's really come down. And and as long as that's a name brand, certainly Seagate, Western Digital, Toshiba, those are the three main brands of hard drives. So you won't go wrong with any of those.
Yeah. And you can do it?
I don't see why not. I'm sure I could handle it.
Okay. And I bought her a CD ROM for it.
Yes.
Would be a USB, but I could never get it to work.
Right. If it's a current model, it really should just be plug and play. Now, some computers, some other boards are particular. They don't like certain peripherals, so it should work, and I'll be happy to look at it. Honestly, if it doesn't work, then probably should return it, but I'll be happy to use a trained set of eyes and see exactly what the problem might be. I don't see why it shouldn't work, but... As you know, some of these computer manufacturers, there's always things about their products which they don't tell you. And
very,
you have to find
very,
out.
Very finicky sometimes.
On your own. Yeah, you've seen that yourself, Brandon, sometimes.
It's like, okay, it should make sense, but it doesn't.
A claim is made about a piece of software or hardware, and what you get and what is claimed are not the same thing.
Something like that, yeah.
So it never hurts to have a trained set of eyes and brain cells examine it.
Yeah, I guess brain cells left.
Yep, brain cells are always a good thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm out of them.
I mean, I could even bag groceries at Giant Eagle.
Guess what? That would be an important thing to do, wouldn't it? That's one of our little private jokes around here.
Yeah.
And
that's what Geraldo does, right?
I would not be surprised at all if Geraldo's I'll think of the word in a second, where you get a second job kind of secretly working at the Giant Eagle or the CVS or somewhere, placing purchased items into paper or plastic moonlighting, that's the word, paper or plastic receptacles. That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
I'm losing you.
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Oh, just a minute. I got to take my hearing aid out so I can hear you. How bad is that?
That's okay.
Now try it.
Okay, anyway, it wouldn't surprise me if Geraldo were moonlighting at the Giant Eagle or the CVS placing purchases into paper or plastic receptacles. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Do you have a prediction? I think I might have asked you once. When do you think Geraldo is going to be stepping through these doors and sharing the microphones?
You know, to me, he's not that important anymore for anything.
So you don't think that honesty?
So you're telling me that having Governor Strickland, you remember that Gallagher was here for 2 weeks. You think that having those people, Sammy Kershaw was in town. He talked to Scott on the phone for a whole hour. Having those people.
Oh, Phil Donahue. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Phil Donahue would be higher in the fame listing.
Dick Cavett as well.
Yeah, and Dick Cavett, I mean, he is a legend. And I think someone who is similar to Scott in many ways in style. And you would think if those people could be on the station, where is Geraldo? I mean, what's the problem?
His arrogance.
I think he knows they're probably going to put him on the spot. Gee, how's come you're not on a major network anymore?
Yeah, and then why is your boss calling us a little station?
Yeah.
I agree Marion is littler than Cleveland. I'll go along with that. I agree that our wattage is smaller than theirs, but we broadcast online, and we have some pretty good guests, including guests that come through these doors. We had Don Knotts' daughter. He hung out with us for 2 hours. She hung out with us for 2 hours.
It's not about the water. It's how you
do it.
Brandon and myself, you idolize Don Knotts as I do. I mean, you're a big fan.
His career
and him as a man and a father. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we do here. We're just asking Geraldo to come by for one show. Myself or Glenn will be happy to transport him from Cleveland to our station. We'll even pay for the gas, $3 a gallon gas. We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
So
I'll go get him.
That's fine. Well, you can ride along. That's fine.
Well, he wouldn't like me in the car.
That's okay.
Well, we like the controversy.
A little bit of controversy is good, isn't it? Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, hey, I'll get in touch with you online on the other.
Yeah, just give me a buzz on Messenger, and I will be happy to message you, and I promise to give you the best friends pricing, which we do to
good.
All of our
good.
Valued
Thank
listeners.
You.
Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls, making obligatory wisecracks, and anything else that we find to be an interesting activity to partake of in front of the old microphone. I want to thank my co-host, partner in crime, brother in broadcasting, Mr. Brandon Oak, for joining me today. Don't forget, coming up this Monday, 10:13 to 11, we have Chris Ward, also known as Christopher Michael Ward. When you got a name cooler than mine, I don't mind indicating said moniker, discussing the issues of the day, his radio career, and this program that he is on Friday at 7:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, enjoy that beautiful weather. It feels like spring outside, but again, summer will be coming to a conclusion in a day or two, and we might see some snowflakes later in the weekend. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM,